wages, better tips, better wages.
Before the hearing began, inside Erie Community College's city campus, two rival groups staged rallies outside along Ellicott Street. One is calling on the Cuomo administration to end the system. They say requiring the same minimum wage as non-tipped workers will create a more stable pay base for workers and end exploitation. Catherine Barnett is with the Restaurant Opportunity Center of New York.
It's time for restaurant workers and other tipped workers to be able to receive the full minimum wage plus tips. Tips are for good service. Tips should not be made to make up the wage. So we're not talking about doing away with tips, we're talking about raising the minimum wage for tipped workers.
We support the tip credit! We support the tip credit!
Those who want the tip credit left alone say raising the minimum wage would backfire against many businesses. Maggie Rosinski is a bartender and founder of Supporters of the Tip Credit New York. She says this is a raise she and others don't want because it could put their jobs in jeopardy.
If the wage goes up, it's going to cost restaurants hundreds of thousands of dollars. And in order to cover that cost, the cost of the food is going to go up to the guest, and they're going to eliminate positions and cut staff. So you're going to have higher cost of food and lower service.
State Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon, who was among the panelists listening to opinions, stated that New York is not trying to end tipping entirely and continues to support a worker's right to earn one. This hearing in Buffalo is the fourth of seven scheduled statewide through June. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.